When we're learning the Dhamma, let's not be stubborn. We have to be peaceful to accept the Dhamma. Our minds have to be open, knowing, awake, and joyful. The mind that's too busy cannot understand the Dhamma. The mind that's too busy or stressed. We might be controlling ourselves too much. The mind that can accept the Dhamma is a heart that is open to learning new things. It's quite strange that it's very hard to find somebody who's actually awake outside in the world. But this generation, in this era, this period right now, it's a little easier to find some people that are awake. When Longpa was a layman, he would teach, and there would be a group together that would take a van together to go to the master. Just 10 people or so. And when they would come to see a master that was able to see and know things, he would look at this group of 10 people and see everybody aware and go, "How did you guys all meet each other? How is this possible that there could be 10 awake, aware people all together?" It was such a strange thing to see. Most people go to temple to make merit and don't think about developing their minds. Another group just practice meditation and forget about themselves, just sort of go into a sleep or enamored by different states, get dreamy. But to find people that are actually awake is a hard thing to find. The minds are busy in dreams and in thoughts or in sleepiness. Instead, a lot of people's minds are asleep, but their eyes are open, but their minds are asleep. So when we practice, we have to wake our minds up. The way to wake our minds up isn't to shake it. Wake up, wake up, wake up. It's not going to wake up like that, like we wake up a person that's sleeping. We can't struggle to wake our mind up. That won't work. The way to wake up is to see the dreams. The way to wake up. In the daytime, they're called daydreams. But we have to see all the sleeping states in order to wake up. When we're in our daydreams, we're not awake. What he's talking about is being lost in thought. Thinking is just the same as dreaming, except we are awake. Thoughts, when we're asleep, are called dreaming. But it's the same thing. The mind is working in the same way for thinking or dreaming. We just call it dreaming at night and we call it thinking in the day. When we're dreaming, we have a body and we have no idea that we do, right? The same is true. When we're thinking in the day, when we're busy in our thoughts, we have no idea what feelings are there, and we have no idea that there's a body there. The nature of the mind is to only know one thing at a time, one phenomenon at a time. So when we're knowing what we're thinking about, we can't know the body. So we have to be able to withdraw from thought, from being busy in the mind. And then we're able to know the body and know the mind. And when we're knowing the body, we can't know the mind. And when we're knowing the mind, we can't know the body. It can only know one thing at a time. So what do we do to wake up? Practice mindfulness. Find a home base from the mind. Highly recommends doing that. Some people don't need a home for the mind, but that's very rare. It's only people who have accumulated a lot of perfections. Let's have a home base or a main object that makes us feel happy, that we're familiar with, like being with. Some people pick a home base and they're just stressed with it, forcing the mind to it, holding their mind there. And that's not correct. Or people that pick a meditation object and they go into a dreamy state. That's not correct either. We have to pick a home object that is appropriate for us. Some people's minds are really busy. It might be helpful to have a mantra like Budo, Budo, Budo. When the mind is extra busy, we Budo fast. Budo, 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 Budo. Not giving the mind an opportunity to think other things, just having the mind think Budo. Not giving it any space to move off. And when we're relaxed and less thoughts, we can Budo, Budo in a relaxed way. And then whatever home base we choose, we use the same principles. We see the mind that moves off and gets lost into thought. Or see the body that is breathing. He prefers recommending that than watching the breath. Watching the breath is different than watching the body breathing. Two different things. Knowing the body is breathing, we can sense the whole body, in a sense, knowing that this body, this mass, is breathing. That's good. But if we're just watching the breath only, we're going to be with the wind. We'll be focusing on the wind, and the wind will eventually disappear, and there'll be light. A lot of teachers will not don't recommend watching just the wind, but instead watching the body breathing instead. They're quite different. Seeing this whole body breathing, different than sensing the breath. Sensing just the breath is going to move towards the samatha, peacefulness, meditation. But if we see the body breathing, we'll have mindfulness. The body breathes out, we know so. The body breathes in, we know so. Now we're in the foundations of mindfulness. Like the Buddha taught bhikkhus, sit with mindfulness at the fore. When the body is breathing out, know it's breathing out. Or when the breath is moving in, we know that it's moving in. Buddha didn't say, everyone, keep mindfulness at the fore, sit straight, and know the breath. The Buddha didn't say that. The Buddha said, when the breath is moving out, know that it's breathing out. When it's breathing in, know that it's breathing in. What's breathing in? What's breathing out? The body is breathing in. The body is breathing out. And so some people have too much intention to know the body, and the mind gets stiff. And that's incorrect as well. So we have to know in a relaxed, comfortable way. And then it'll be happier. We'll have samadhi. And there'll be a peacefulness. And when we get lost in thought, we'll know so quickly and easily, because we won't be seeing the body sitting there breathing anymore. When we have mindfulness with the in and out breath, it means having mindfulness with each breath. It doesn't mean just having mindfulness of the breath. So we still know what the mind does when referring to the Anapanasati Sutta, the mindfulness of the in and out breath. Some people think it's just the mindfulness of the breath, but it's actually mindfulness along with having the breath. It's more like that. Sometimes watching the breath will get more and more shallow. So if we practice the samatha style and we're watching the breath, then the breath will get more and more shallow until the breath stops and there'll be light. And then we can enter jhana. But for us, that's not the way to go. For us, we can just sense the body breathing. We can pretty much do that on and off all day long. Those that are looking to achieve the light and go into deep samatha, they'll focus on in on a particular object. But for us, we don't have to focus in. Let's not focus in. Let's not hold our attention at our toe or anything like that. Just see this whole body is walking. Know that it's walking. Know that it's sitting. Know that it's lying down. Standing, sitting, lying down, walking. We don't have to focus in on any particular object. All we'll get is samatha if we do that, holding attention. It's hard to move to vipassana from doing that. We can practice vipassana much more easily if we just see the body breathing as it is and practice mindfulness. The body moves and we know so. The body's still and we know so. We don't have to follow particular steps. It's not important to do so. However the body moves, we are aware of it. The body moves, we're aware of it. The body is still, we're aware of it. That's easy. Some people need a rhythm to the movement. But even Lungpa Tian, the teacher of the rhythm movements, said that the rhythm isn't what's important. What's important is having the mindfulness. Anyone who thinks that it has to be this particular technique is, and other techniques don't work, that's off the mark. When we know that we're moving, some people hold attention at the arm or the hand. See, the mind is just with the hand. The mind is clinging to the hand. That's not correct. Let's just know the whole body. Just know there's movement going on. So if we're practicing vipassana, in the foundation of mindfulness, the body as their foundation of mindfulness, then we just know the body and what it's doing. See that it's breathing out, see that it's breathing in. We don't just look, watch the breath going in and breathing out, but we see that the body's breathing in, the body's breathing out, the body's breathing in. The body's standing, sitting, lying down, walking. We don't focus in on any particular aspect. We just are aware of what the body is doing, and it'll be easy to move to vipassana from there, because vipassana is seeing the truth of the body and of the mind. We see the truth as the observer, just relaxed and comfortable. We'll see the body as like a robot or like a shell. It's hollow. The body, the mind, resides inside this hollow body like a cave for it. The mind will be bright and light. It's practicing in this way, in this very relaxed way, just seeing in general, seeing the body in a general way, not in a stiff way, holding harshly, placing their mind up above their head or something like that and watching every last movement. That's not natural and normal enough. We have to smile, nice, sweet smile, Let's have a nice sweet smile. Let's see it. Where's the nice sweet smile? And just feel that the face is smiling, seeing that the body is smiling. Right? Here, move your head up and down. Move your head up and down. Can you feel that the body is... Yeah, just like that. Seeing it in a relaxed way. Don't hold the attention at the smile, you know? Okay, I'm going to smile. There it is. There's the smile. Not like that, right? That's not natural. Just do it in a natural way. Move your hand. Everybody move your hand a little bit. Can you feel that the body's moving? Just be aware of that. Don't hold attention at it. Don't do that. Don't follow each movement and you'll pass out from doing that and then say, "Oh, I was so peaceful." That's not true peace. You see, a moment ago you nodded. Just practice in this easy way. It's really easy. Some people have a hard time do it, but there's too much ego trying to do it right, and then we do it wrong. We feel like we have to be superhuman in some way, but we don't. We just want to be a regular human being. Just smile in a regular way. Don't smile in a stressed way, over focusing. Move the head. Some people do this like a disabled person. They can't quite do it correctly. See, when we laughed a little bit, it's natural that the laugh comes up. But sometimes we laugh, but we didn't realize that we didn't see sense that the body laughed. We weren't aware of it. Often we lose our mindfulness when we laugh without mindfulness. So it's like an infant when we laugh and we lack mindfulness. So can we laugh? Yes, of course we can laugh. But we have to be aware. It says in the Buddhist scriptures, in some commentaries on the Buddhist scriptures, it says an arahant never laughs, an arahant never smiles. And that's ridiculous. What kind of robot does an arahant have to be? What kind of unhappy arahants are we supposed to be? Some masters, they smile beautifully, beautiful, beautiful smiles. There's a picture of one of his masters, Tet, with a beautiful smile. Ajahn Chah would laugh. There's a lot of pictures of him, a lot of pictures of him with very few teeth smiling. When we don't have an ego, we don't have to make sure our activities look respectful and hoping people like it. It just comes out naturally. So let's practice being natural and normal. See, we're starting to be a little bit more normal now, right? But actually, some people, when he gives an order of what to do, and says, just be natural, people freeze up. So we're trying to learn the normal and natural nature of the body and mind. So if we make the mind unnatural, how are we going to see the way it is when it's natural? They just move in a regular way. No, that's no good. Most of you didn't do it right. Could you see that you're still too stiff, too stressed when moving? That's not the correct way. See how you have to practice? Practice moving, practice breathing, standing, sitting, lying down, walking, being aware with a relaxed mind. Or we see the mind, the body moving, the body still. We see so and are aware in a very general way, not picking a particular spot, holding the tension at the abdomen, rising, falling. Do we get anything out of that? Yeah, you might get some samatha out of that. Get a little peaceful for a while, or put your attention at your foot and hold it there. You get a little peaceful. But it's really hard to go from there to move to vipassana and just see in a general way where you're actually aware, mindful. We'll see when the mind is correct, we'll see that this body isn't a person, isn't an animal, isn't him or her and us. But we won't see that if the mind isn't correct. Or over-focusing, holding attention in a particular area, we won't see that truth, that the body isn't a self. So if we're aware just in a general way of the body sitting, we'll see that it's just a body sitting, not me sitting. That it's just a body breathing out and breathing in, not us breathing out and breathing in, or not us walking, sitting, lying down, but a body walking, sitting, standing, lying down. We just see with a very natural way, and then we'll see it like that, like it really is. At first, we can practice watching the body. The body might be easier to see for ourselves. The mind might be harder to see at first than the body. We can easily see the body moving. See, if we start by saying, okay, I'm going to start moving, and then our mind gets stiff, right? It's incorrect, right? So Lumpa wants... He said, what kind of teacher is this showing us to shrug our shoulders and stuff like that? Are we happy? Do we feel we're happy? Just know that there's happiness. Know in a relaxed way. Let the feelings arise first, and then know that it has arisen. When we watch the body, let's not hold attention in advance to see what's there. Let the feelings come naturally first. Those that are practicing wrongly, they hold attention. What should I see next? What should I see next? Moving to the left, moving to the right, and their mind searching out a phenomenon. That's not correct. If we're going to see our mind, we have to let the feelings come first and then know afterwards. Like the mind is angry, and then we know that it is angry. The Buddha taught bhikkhus, when the mind has anger, know that it has anger. When the mind has craving, know that it has craving. So the anger has to come first, or the craving has to come first. We don't focus in first, going, okay, what's there? What's coming up next? The mind will be empty. There won't be enough. There won't be anything for us to see if that's what we're doing. So if we have ears and eyes and a nose and a tongue and a body, then we use those senses to make contact with the world, and they work. And after they work, feelings will arise. Feelings come after contact. Sense contact. Sense contact is the cause for feelings to arise. So our eyes make contact with a shape, a form outside of ourselves. We feel satisfied with what we see. The feeling comes in. And then the defilements will start working from there. So we're satisfied with what we see, then greed will arise, or desire will arise. If what we see we are dissatisfied with or displeased with, then the defilements of anger or aversion will arise from there, will interfere from there. When happiness is there, we want to keep it and we want more of it. That's the craving. When happiness goes away, we want it back. We're often looking for nice, pleasurable sense objects. We want to see nice things and hear nice things and taste nice things. We want them to stay long. Like if we see something beautiful or a beautiful woman walk by, we could follow her with our eyes. We want to keep seeing it. Right? Or we see a beautiful sight. We want to keep seeing it so that we can continue with the pleasurable sense objects. We want The mind is working and struggling to have pleasurable senses so it can feel happy. We're looking to pull happiness out of different forms and phenomena and experiences. And a lot of people are wearing earphones, smiling. Sometimes it's the ears. We're letting the ears work, listening to our headphones, smiling, wanting to get pleasurable sense objects through the ears. When our mind picks up the ears, or picks up the eyes, or the nose, or the tongue, or the body to gain sense objects through them for pleasure, that's called jat, which means life begins when the sense objects are grabbed and clung to. And what happens when we have life and then we have birth is we have suffering. So our attention moves to the senses and grabs the senses because it wants pleasure through the sense objects, and life begins and birth begins, and thus suffering begins. If we want to start seeing in the correct way, we have to keep seeing the mind that gets lost in thought. Let's not wait and hold. When am I going to... Have I got lost in thought yet? Am I lost yet? Let's not practice like that. That's not going to work. Mental phenomena we have to see after they already happen. So when there's craving, then we know there is craving. It's a little bit different than watching the body, because when the body is standing, we can know right here and now that the body is standing, or sitting, or lying, or walking. We can see right in the present, but for mental phenomena, we have to see it afterwards. But the body we can see directly, immediately, but make sure that it's with the correct type of mind, an aware, awake, relaxed mind. Seeing in a general way, not focusing in on a specific spot. So let's practicing in a relaxed way, not holding our attention at the whole body either. That's not correct. The mind won't be sharp that way. So next we're going to go to eat. Who's happy about that? Know that the happiness has arisen, or glad has arisen first. Let the glad arise first, and then know that it has arisen. But the body moved and shifted just now, right? Just know in a relaxed way. Let's practice. The body moves, and we know so. The mind moves, and we know so.